I've been working at this for years, building their confidence in me, the citizens as well as the governor of this state. But the most important thing is that, finally, believe it or not, I have in my bank more than $1 million now. The funds the state deposited with me in view of our future public works. What do you think, Ryan? Should I build their stupid old public works with this mountain of dollars? Well, they don't think I should. I guess I'll have to go along with their idea. Make sure you don't lose him.
Oh, Mr. Walcott.
Yes, good evening, Frank.
Some extra work, Mr. Walcott?
Frank, go and open the door back there while I close this one.
He was with me for 10 years. A loyal man, a good worker. And a friend.
Hey, boss, they killed the other guard and blew up the safe. They didn't leave a single penny.
They caught one of the bank robbers. Hey, they caught one of them.
Hey, they got him. Hey, they got one of them. Hey,
All right, out of the way. Let them through.
I recognize this one. Yesterday he was in my office. I'm sure that he robbed the bank, he and his men.
What are we doing? Take it easy. To have a regular trial.
Killers and thieves don't have any rights.
Yeah, hang him, I say. Calm down. Don't you worry. He'll be hanged, that's a promise. But first he's going to tell us who his accomplices were. Well, Walcott, don't you want to get back what they stole? Now listen to me. All right, give me some time, then tomorrow you'll see.
I think that the sheriff's idea is good.
I lost my temper for a moment. Now I see he's right. Don't worry. This man's going to be hanged.
Put him in the jail. There's something funny going on. There's a rotten smell around here.
On your horses. Let's go.
Sheriff. I'll go with you.
He must have had some help.
This is your fault, Sheriff. You were against us. Dead men don't escape from jail. Now this man has become a danger for us all. You catch him, do you hear? I'm going to make you pay if you fail.
All right, let's go, men.
I think I'll go back to Linden City. I'm anxious to meet Walcott face to face. What you say, Grandpa?
I'd say you'd be making a mistake as usual.
Why?
Well, in the first place, Linden City's all excited right now. They're mad at strangers. You get recognized, you're going to get a rope around your neck. In second place, Walcott isn't there anymore.
What makes you think so?
I'm in the habit of using my head. You ought to try it sometime. You know, Walcott had a pretty good plan. Thanks to you, it failed. Now, with me free, he's had to go and give up playing that honorable citizen role.
Which way you think he's headed?
Same way as the gang and the loot.
Which is?
Well, after crisscrossing their tracks, they had a little confusion and gained a little time, and they went to El Viento. That's a village of Mexican territory. Orcott's favorite hangout.
Now, boy, you really know everything, don't you, Grandpa? Except that now you'll stay here quietly. You can go ahead and finish your shave. This time I get there before you do. Of course, I'll leave you on foot, just like you taught me. Except I won't leave your horse 10 miles from here, so I suggest you look for another one.
Don't you want to try some of this meat before you go? It's just about ready.
I'll see you around, Grandpa.
Thinking. I'd like to have had a son like you. Because someday I'm going to wind up with a bullet in the back. I forget it. Get out of here.
Might need that.
Señorita, por favor, tengo sed. I'm thirsty. Why'd they run away when they saw me? What are you afraid of?
You aren't with the others.
I'm on your side.
Run away, please.
Why?
Oh, they'll kill you.
Before anybody kills me, they got to get my okay. And I don't think I'll give it to them.
Because you were worried about me, eh? Kiss me, little one. The whole time I kept thinking about you. Marty's a grown-up. She's a woman now. Was I right? You're a woman now? You dirty little... You. Who are you?
Someone who takes his anger out on men.
What are you trying to say? That I'm afraid?
You've got a stupid face, but you get it.
You and me see which of us is afraid. Something the matter? Did you change your mind, hero?
Yeah. I've decided to kill you. Your pistol. The other hand. Remember 15 years ago at the Mesita Ranch? Another time when you took it out on a woman? Unfortunately for you, that woman happened to be my mother.
Alive to Pedro. He ought to revenge his own brother.
Thank you.
Pancho.
You stay here. And whatever happens, wait till you get relieved.
All right.
Where is Paco? I asked you where my brother was.
Pedro. Alive.
Find out who he is.
He's the one who shot Kavanaugh.
Well, that's interesting. Then you're tied up with Ryan. As his pal, you must know where he happens to be now. Men, prepare a deep hole outside. I'll make you talk, boy. Be sure of it. Because we happen to be very interested in where your pal is at present. And my men want to surprise Ryan. Talk. Do you want to finish your life by dying of thirst? Or chewed up by ants? Oh, you've got a handsome face. It would be a shame for it to end like those mummies outside.
If I talk, who'll stand good for my life?
You tell me where we can put our hands on Mr. Ryan. You won't die by either of these methods. Pedro will kill you in a regular duel. Do you agree? All right, then.
Ryan sent me here thinking you wouldn't be back so soon. He headed for Redstone Pass. He's meeting some friends who'll help him get rid of the lot of you.
And when is he supposed to meet these men?
today.
Redstone Pass is 20 miles from here. Better be on our way. For your sake, I hope you told us the truth. Bring him outside.
This has got to be quiet. All right, Sheriff.
You stole it. Go on. Go on.
I see you're a man of your word.
We should be back in 10 hours. But you'll probably think it's longer out here in the sun. The honor of serving the soul is yours.
Let's see them.
Here they are.